Good morning. Yesterday we talked about the Beracha and earthquakes. That's a Gemara basing itself on the Mishnah, Masechet Berachot, the Mishnah at the beginning of the ninth chapter on Daf Nun Dalet, and the Gemara on Daf Nun Tet, explicitly defining that Zevaot, which was mentioned as one of the occurrences upon which you would make a Beracha, Vaseh Maaseh Bereshit, or Shekohol Gvurato Malei Olam, as an earthquake. There's a long list of natural phenomenon, as amazing circumstances that you and I might come across over the course of our lives, upon which we make berachot, and Shulchan Aruch in turn codifies many, if not all, of those cases. The question that arises specifically today on April 8th, 2024, is on a solar eclipse, not mentioned in the Mishnah over there. Should we, can we, say a berachav, oseh ma'aseh bereshit on a solar eclipse? Well, on the one hand, the fact that it's not mentioned in the Mishnah might be a telltale sign that we don't make a berachav. The rabbis didn't establish a beracha on a solar eclipse, then we shouldn't be doing so. However, you might recall some months ago, we talked about caves and stalagmite caves, where Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul, in addition to others in his Or Letzion Chelek Bet in Perek Mem Vav and Ot Samech Gimal, was posek lahalacha, you make a beracha, v'oseh ma'aseh bereshit, in his opinion, even b'shemu malchut, which means a full-fledged beracha, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. His simple understanding and direction is, the Mishnah is giving you examples. That's not to say these and not others. Of course, how do you determine which ones are in and which ones are out is not difficult, but it could and perhaps should lead us to follow that line of reasoning, that the Mishnah is only giving us examples, and in turn we can provide others that we would say a beracha on a solar eclipse, which is an amazing phenomenon. On the other hand, though, if you recall at the time, we mentioned from Chacham Avadya Yosef, not in his book Chazon Avadya and Hilchot Berachot, but rather in the book Me'en Omer Chelek Aleph, here in Perek Yod Aleph, in Siman Chavtet, in Siman Lamed. These are questions that were posed to Chacham Avadya Yosef. His answer, his terse and brief response, is recorded in this book. He was initially asked, Haim Mevarchim, do you make a beracha on volcanoes? His answer, Beli Shem Umalchut, without God's name. Then there was a question about the stalagmite caves as well. Said your friend, your colleague, Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul, said you make a beracha, Yevarech Lelo Shem Umalchut. Chacham Avadya Yosef's position on these matters, as the footnotes explain, for one of two reasons, is and was that you don't make a beracha on anything that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. You wouldn't, and explained in the Gemara, you wouldn't make the beracha b'shemu malchut, and as a result, he disagreed with Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul on stalagmite caves, and by extension, on volcanoes.
It
would be a safek berachot lehakil. Kol ma shetiknu chachamim, we make a berachan. Anything else, we're uncertain. As a result, sabal safek berachot lehakil. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked about this question, not recorded in his She'elot Teshubot Igirot Moshe, but as well recorded in the book Mas. Soret Moshe and Chelek Bet. These are conversations and different times where he heard his grandfather, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler, talk about different things in halacha. So here on page Nun Aleph in Ot Pehet, he asked more pointedly, do you, should you, on a solar eclipse make a beracha v'oseh ma'aseh bereshit? And his response was, shebichlal en shum beracha, ben likuy hama o levana. Whether it's a solar or lunar eclipse, no beracha, rak muskar, sheze kisiman ra v'chadome. We'll explain what those words mean in a moment. Aval hazal lo tiknu shum beracha. His claim is, the hachamim never established a beracha for it. What he referred to in that context, about it being a siman ra, about a bad omen, is the Gemara in Masech. The Gemara over there is talking about solar and lunar eclipses, and the Gemara suggests that in some way, shape, or form, we can experience a lunar eclipse as siman ra lesonehem shel Yisrael. It's a difficult time for us. We should repent during those times. After all, we establish our calendar based on the lunar systems, whereas the non-Jews should be nervous, and it's a siman ra when it's a solar eclipse, because they're the definition of time and months and the days. Is determined by the sun. That being the reference, he says that since we're talking about potentially siman ra, we might extend further and say you're even losing out on light during the time of a solar eclipse. It's being covered. There's no beracha to be said. So to summarize, what seems to emerge is there's a machlokin amongst the poskim with regards to berachot that are not explicitly mentioned by the rabbis there on Daf Nun Dalet in Masech Berachot, not recorded in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh. Kaf Zayin, Resh Kaf Het, and before and a little bit afterwards. What do we do in those circumstances where Chacham Ben Siona Bashaul felt that you can make a beracha, Chacham Ovadia, and Rav Moshe Feinstein felt otherwise? Is there an in-between ground? Interestingly, I did find that there is in the book Sha'ar Ha'ayin. There are questions and responses from the author of the book Shevet HaLevi. His name was Rabbi Shmuel HaLevi Vosner, one of the great rabbis of Bnei Brak, who passed away just a few years ago. And in there, he claimed that you can distinguish. On the one hand, with regards to volcanoes, he was posek la'alacha yemeka beracha b'shemu malchut. Why so? He says, well, the Mishnah left it out. That's true. But the rabbis of the Mishnah and the Gemara were not in areas where they regularly or at all came in contact with volcanoes. It's not that they felt that you shouldn't make a beracha, it's just that they weren't in contact with it. That's in contrast to a solar and lunar eclipse, where they were well aware of it. They talk about it in the Gemara, as I mentioned, that Kaftet and Masechet Sukkah. So on that, he claimed, Safek berachot lehakel, you shouldn't make a beracha, provided that, or because the fact that the Hachamim don't mention in the Mishnah. It should just be noted in some that all of these berachot, as we mentioned yesterday, as we mentioned in the past, when it comes to Yosei Aram Soba, when it comes to the Halebiya Jews, who have the tradition of following on this matter, Kafa Chaim and Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Eke, in Shana Rishona, that we don't make the berachot on thunder or lightning or any of the other mentions that are explicit in the Mishnah with Shemu Malchut anyway, on any occasion. So when it comes to a solar or lunar eclipse, as it is today, a solar eclipse, the question doesn't really begin. You wouldn't be making a beracha b'shemu malchut with God's name and Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, because I wouldn't even on the berachot that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Certainly not with regards to this one. You can and should marvel at the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can make the beracha lelo shemu malchut, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. You can continue with the Mizmore Tehilim if that will in some way inspire your soul and your mind to connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu further. But with regards to the Pesach Halacha, in my mind on this matter, there is no beracha b'shemu malchut to be said. Nothing other than a significant recognition through the words Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.